Socialist victory in Ireland. Workers need a new party. Come to Socialism 2014. www.socialism2014.net. Paula Mitchell. Hundreds of thousands are striking and marching for better pay. The thorny question of a political voice for this struggle is also on thousands of minds. The victory of ex-Tory Dalglass Carswell for UKIP in Clacton, and the narrow shave for Labour in Haywood, have set many workers' thoughts racing. But a brilliant by-election result in Ireland has shown the potential for political earthquakes when a bold anti-austerity programme is put. Victories. Socialist Party member Paul Murphy has been elected to the Irish Parliament for the Anti-Austerity Alliance. This shock result, a rejection of all the main parties, makes Paul the third Socialist Party TD Irish MP. This follows victory for Socialist TD Ruth Coppinger, and the stunning election of Socialist Alternative member Seamus Sorn to Seattle City Council in the United States. These victories were the political expression of mass battles against water charges in Ireland, and for a $15 an hour minimum wage in Seattle. In Britain, who can strikers and marchers vote for to champion their fight against low pay? Who will break the pay freeze? Who will fight for a £10 an hour minimum wage, as demanded by the TUC? Tories. We all hate the Tories, the millionaire representatives of the super rich and big corporations. With austerity ruining masses of lives, and the Tories so damaged after the Scottish referendum, any opposition worth its salt ought to romp home next May. But instead the election hangs in the balance. Why? Labour has promised to continue austerity if victorious. Instead of standing up to the Tories, Labour councils have gleefully slashed pay and sacked workers. And nationally, Labour promises there will be no more money. We understand many trade unionists will grit their teeth and vote Labour through sheer desperation on to get rid of the government. But, utterly disillusioned, many working class people won't vote at all. And the risk is that many will vote UKIP in protest. The media's ceaseless promotion of UKIP has gone into overdrive, with the incredible decision to give Farage a platform in leaders' debates. Not other small parties with longer-standing MPs, or the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition TUSC, which will be fielding a record number of candidates on a unique anti-austerity program. Alternative. The Socialist Party argues that a new, mass workers' party is desperately needed. We say union leaders need to bite the bullet. Instead of pouring millions of members' hard-earned pounds into Labour coffers, for them to use only to attack us, they should fund the launch of a new party. TUSC, co-founded by Bob Crowe, is appealing for people to come forward and join a real people's army, 1,000 council candidates and 100 MP candidates for 2015. This could be a precursor to the new party we need. Do you want to stop UKIP in its tracks? Then join the campaign for a new, democratic, anti-austerity political organization, based on the organizations of the working class,